The blockbusters rolling out of the Walt Disney Company have not kept it from missing analyst expectations this week. That sent Disney's stock down and pulled the Dow with it. NPR's Nina Gregory reports on whether this means the Magic Kingdom has lost its magic.
The Mouse House is home not just to Mickey and Minnie, but to other profitable friends like Chewie and Han Solo.
Chewie, we're home.
While the movie studio has been breaking records left and right, other divisions have not fared as well, namely television, a large part of Disney's business. For ESPN, cord cutting has cut into its long success, as has cord shaving. That's when you keep your cable, but just less of it. But unlike similar companies, Disney doesn't offer analyst guidance, projections about what it thinks business will be like. So when analyst projections don't match company outcomes, the market responds. Analyst Brian Weiser covers a company for Pivotal Research Group.
What we're seeing here is if you looked at the short-term one-quarter outcome, it looks bad. But if you just look at the underlying trends of the business, was there anything meaningfully different that matters in terms of how you look at valuation of a company? Not really.
Investors will have plenty of movies, toys, and even a new theme park next month to help them decide if it's just a blip. Nina Gregory, NPR News.
You can purchase first and second.